Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
I'm back with Juan Bauza, the owner and the operator of Ferreteria. I thought for me it's True Value.
Everybody knows us for True Value, but the true name, the corporation name is Ferreterias del Hogar, and then True Value. Value.
Okay. I'll never get that, but you know it'll work. I'm here.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
be here. Like, right, that's the, right.
We love you every time we see you here. Let me tell you something.
But I want to move on to another area of your endeavors, which is the civic area, and we met back in the old days in the 70s. With my first civic organization, which is YMCA of San Juan, and we got involved with the decision to transfer from old San Juan, where now the Comité Olímpico is, to the location now in there at the entrance of Hato Rey, one of the great experiences of, you know, the strategic decision. What are the areas? I know that there's civic areas, which I call civic, and then there's the professional areas. Mm-hmm. Let's cover both of them. First of all, in the civic areas, what have you been member of and been involved with?
Well, aside from the YMCA, which I served for about 10 years, I also was a member of the board of directors of the Universidad Central de Bayamón, which is Dominican Fathers, and it gave me a good experience on the expansion of that university. I also was involved in the Hospital Español Auxilio Mutuo, which I served right after my father died in 1984, and I went all the way up to be president of the medical committee of the hospital, and that gave me another view of the way doctors help members of that organization, which, as you know, has a part of giving free services to the poor people.
Right, and in addition to the philanthropic, I said you're a professional. I think that's where I've seen you. You have the greater visibility, because I was not aware of your participation in Auxilio and in the college. But you've had medical, you've had sports, and you've had education, which is a great combination. But where you have had more visibility has been in the professional. I remember, because I don't think it's ever been as visible, was the Cámara de Comercio Española, Oficial Española.
Yeah.
So when did you join that, and was the
right? The first professional organization I work was the Old San Juan Merchants Association, and being at Los Muchachos, I knew about the parking problem there. So immediately when I got the reins of that organization, my number one project was to establish parking facilities for the Old San Juan merchant community. And at one point, the governor was Hernández Colón, Popular Democratic Party, and the mayor was Carlos Romero Barceló from the New Progressive Party. So I had to deal with both of them in that area. And finally, I remember that we got the La Puntilla area next to the Coast Guard to establish a parking, which has serves about 3,500 cars. You know,
right.
That had a big impact in the city of San Juan. And that was done thanks to the vision and to the cooperation of both Carlos Romero Barceló and Rafael Hernández Colón.
And you were given the concession, the association was given the concession
for $1
and then what you were able to receive from parking.
And you remember that we brought a guy that sat down there for 30 days in a pole. We brought, we do all sorts of different activities for the Christmas season, and everybody used to go to San Juan for that. But that really disappeared later on, and And now the parking is run by the municipality of San Juan.
And you know, there's always been a little bit of a controversy. I see, you know, I'm not an old San Juan person, although I like old San Juan, but I mean, I've never worked there. But the eso peatonal converted into a pedestrian mall that you see so many other places. We've never been able to get that resolved. I mean, it's been going back and forth and back and forth.
Right, but now the mayor of San Juan, Jorge Santini, is trying to convert some streets to pedestrian, because that's a trend in the old cities, in the old capitals of the world. And he's putting adoquines all around. He's fixing the infrastructure, which hasn't been touched in years. So Jorge Santini is having a vision of converting El San Juan into a jewel, really, because that job that he's doing in there is going to bring all tourists from all around, and even the Puerto Ricans to share that. If you go now by the Chamber of Commerce, El Paseo de la Cámara, La Calle La Luna, and Tetuán, has been fixed completely. Infrastructure, lamp lights, you know, and that's giving a new face to the old San Juan that we want.
So you believe in the pedestrian mall and kind of that
yeah, sure. I believe in the pedestrian mall because. There's nothing better to walk in a place where you can see, smell the flowers, it's naturally, you know, it's no air conditioned, the stores are nice, San Juan is getting a lot of new stores to go and shop, and just the ambience and the restaurants of that area, it's going to be good.
Your San Juan store compared to your Guaynabo store, are they equal in volume or?
Well, this one is bigger. But also one store is a great store.
Okay.
And in that one, different than this one, we cater to the tourists. We have to have certain things that we don't carry here.
Okay. Besides that, okay, so you start with the Asociación de Comerciantes de Viejo San Juan.
Then we went to the official Spanish Chamber of Commerce. My heritage is from Spain. My father was a very strong pro-Spaniard.
Mallorquin. I just came back from, my wife and I just came from Mallorca, fell in love with it. Beautiful place, really nice.
Well, the thing is that I joined the chamber, Spanish Chamber of Commerce, and I wanted to promote my industry, which is the hardware industry. So what we did is we organized a few trips to different hardware symposiums in the Spanish and European area. And it was great. And a lot of Puerto Ricans got the representation from different manufacturers in Spain. Right now, I'm bringing in from Spain direct. I'm bringing in the paella pans and the burners from Spain. I also bring in the clay pots and you know.
You good cook? You good paella cook?
Yeah, I'm a good paella cook.
Okay, yeah. I have to taste that for myself.
Yeah, sure. We'll do a paella.
Maybe here in Federia.
Well, we can do something here.
A little
share with our clients.
The Cámara Oficial Española. This was in the 80s.
This was in the 80s, and I also promoted the Puerto Ricans businesses that brought in products from Spain by recognizing them in different activities that we had, and that was great. I remember Colon Brothers, I remember Ballester Hermanos. We brought tons of millions of dollars from the mother country that we. The way we call it, and that gave me a very good international experience, because the Spanish Chamber of Commerce here in Puerto Rico receives funds from the Spanish government to operate, and that amount of money that in that time was about $60,000 was voted in the Spanish Cortes, you know, that budget, like they used to do when Puerto Rico was part of Spain. That was very interesting.
Yeah, that's, and then from the Español, and frankly, I remember your visibility, your high visibility, and the dynamism which you carried that organization. After that, you took on the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce.
You're kind of moving
up step by step. Yeah, you took the big
that
baby.
That was a big baby. I remember myself having the experience of defending the 936 federal.
It was in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember defending that position because the governor of the Puerto Rico at that time, Pedro Rosselló, wanted the Chamber of Commerce to represent the private sector. That was very important. That gave us a big boost in the Chamber of Commerce. But the most important thing that we did that year was to eliminate 23 holidays that we had in the retail calendar. We had 12 half days that we had to close the stores and 11 full days that we had to close the stores. That was, to me, that was not acceptable at all, and I worked hard with it. I want to thank Governor Rosselló personally because he had the vision and the character to approve and help the legislature approve that law that was under the closing law. And he was so valiantly that he came over to the chamber and signed the law that eliminated those days.
When you negotiated this, what were there any obstacles that he?
Yeah, he wanted me to have a consensus, and the chamber have been fighting for this for 25 years. They were trying to eliminate this law, but I knew when I came in as president that that was the right time and the right moment because the governor and his wife Magita were good friends of my family, and I knew that was the time to do it. It was that time that we had to do it, and the governor. I don't have words to thank him a lot.
But I think there was one obstacle he said.
Well,
that
was one obstacle that
the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church. I had to go and work with the Catholic Church, and we agreed to close the Sunday of Resurrection.
Easter Sunday.
And we agreed into that, and the Cardinal Aponte Martinez was happy with that because we agreed that we had to leave that day for the family. And so everything was ready. Senator Lebron in the Senate and Toñito Silva, good friend of mine, and the House of Representatives, and let's do it, and we did it.
Of course, now we take it for granted that we're able to shop on July 4th and all these other
That's
days,
right.
which are you know great
which
for
great.
Business, great for the consumer, and great
right.
For the government
you
in terms
you
of
have,
more
you
sales tax and more sales.
You don't have much money. The shopping center, for example, had to pay to start the air conditions, set all the lights up on a half day, and then at midday, you had to close everything down again. And tell the shoppers go home. That there's no more. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Well, we're gonna take another break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.